Good morning to you all, and welcome to the Wednesday Morning Coffee Devotional Podcast. This morning, we find ourselves reflecting on one of the events early in Holy Week. The anointing of Jesus is told by all the gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, each one adding their perspective, but all focus on the contrast of the relationship Mary and Judas have with Jesus. One of devotion, inspiring generosity, and the other of self-serving greed. I begin reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, 1 through 8. This passage describes the events at a dinner provided for our Jesus 6 days before his arrest and crucifixion. Lazarus and his sisters Martha and Mary are at the gathering. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus, whom Jesus had raised from the dead, lived. Here a dinner was given to Jesus' honor. Martha served, while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with Jesus. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. Mary's actions demonstrated an unbounded devotion. She did not limit her need to demonstrate her gratefulness either by common expected behavior or by extravagance of her gift to him. The perfume she provided was nard. Its source is flowers that grow in India and would have cost her about 300 denarii, which would be about $30,000 in today's money. $30,000 for one pint of perfume. $30,000 would go a long way to help the poor in that day and time. No question. So why did Mary go to such extremes in her show of devotion to Jesus? Should she not have been a bit more conservative, more practical? As the scripture tells us, Mary knelt down at the feet of Jesus, an act of humility. She let down her hair, which was totally against social protocol at the time, and without hesitancy poured costly perfume, reserved for burial, on his feet. Then gently, lovingly, humbly wiped the oil from his feet with her hair. She must have heard the whispers in the room, seen the looks of disapproval and even shock on the faces. Nothing was going to stop her from demonstrating to Jesus her gratefulness for the miracle of her brother's life and all he had done for her family. Then there was the louder voice of Judas. At first, his remarks were reasonable. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. One could have considered that Judas was a practical man thinking of the greater good. But John, the gospel writer, is very straightforward in his analysis of Judas' motive. Judas did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to it, whatever was put in it. One wonders of the contrast between these two. Mary, the committed believer in Jesus' divine power, his wise teaching, the love and grace he shared with all he came in contact with. Judas was, for all appearances, a committed believer in Jesus as well. After all, He was one of the 12. He, like Mary, had witnessed Jesus' miracles, likely including the raising of Lazarus from death. What made the difference for him? How did he come to a place where self-seeking greed took over his heart? Mary gave all she had to Jesus, her devotion, her commitment to his message, her will to live her life as he had, and her wealth. It appears Judas turned inward, closed off his heart, and became a man seeking his own way on his own terms. Whereas Mary looked to Jesus' ministry as a deserving of nothing, Judas looked to Jesus' ministry as getting what he deserved, what he had earned by following Jesus and being loyal. He was looking for a worldly reward. Mary was looking to an eternal reward, to freedom from the bonds of evil in this world, a new way of living filled with hope, the peace of knowing Jesus was indeed the Messiah. From Mark chapter 14, verse 6, "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want. You will not always have me." She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. She did what she could. Have we done what we could? I ask this of myself as well as you all listening. Have we humbly sat at the feet of Jesus like Mary with a heart overflowing with gratitude? Or have we made more and more choices that lead us to a selfish, self-centered life, depending on our own wisdom and efforts, like Judas? I would say for myself, there are times when I am humbly at his feet, but there have been times when I have pulled away and begun to follow my own way. Thankfully, to be pulled back to the realization that peace and joy follow humble gratitude. During this difficult time with the coronavirus, there are many in need, as Jesus predicted. What is the Lord calling you and me to do? Matthew 25:40, a very familiar verse. "Whatever you did for one of the least of these, you did for me." Such love for others glorifies God by reflecting our love for Him. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.